Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's one thing our state's coastal communities have had to deal with more and more over the past several years, it's floodwaters, hurricanes, thousand-year floods, more hurricanes, and oftentimes when challenges like these arise, entrepreneurship arises also to meet them. That's just what happened with our next guest and his new company. Drew Cullinan is Operations Manager for Lowcountry Storm Prep, and he joins us now by phone from his office in North Charleston, South Carolina. Drew, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us a short history and overview of your company.
About 2 years ago, Justin, my partner, and I realized and noticed a need for flood protection in Charleston, South Carolina. We saw an increase in flooding events every single year. We're up to, you know, over 25 a year just downtown. And we kind of wanted to see if we could help people out and prevent flood damage and help them mitigate any damage that might occur. So we ventured out and started a window covering company and quickly realized that although we thought we had a $1 million idea, people weren't really worried about their windows. They were worried about flooding and water damage. So we kind of switched our focus and are now installing and helping people protect their homes with flood barriers and other devices.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these flood barriers. Keep in mind this is radio, so you'll need to paint a picture.
There's several different options and products available out there for anybody to buy. One we focus on and use mostly is called muscle wall. If you know what a Jersey wall looks like, the cement barriers on alongside of highways during construction, this is kind of what a muscle wall looks like, except that it's plastic and it's hollow. And we fill it with water, and it has a toe on it at the very bottom for water pressure to hold the muscle wall in place. Also, with the amount of water in the wall itself, it prevents any movement. They attach together, and we build a barrier, and it works extremely well. There are some other ones out there, Tiger Wall, which are a 2x1 tube system that are pretty effective. They don't go as high as some other objects. And then you have floodgates that you can put on your doorways. And, of course, sandbags are always a great option.
Now, how does someone evaluate the flood risk of their property?
Get your BFE, which is a base flood elevation. FEMA has maps, and then you can look up your address, and it'll show you exactly where you stand in the flood level. You can get a licensed surveyor if needed. Otherwise, a lot of new constructions, they'll actually have the BFE listed. Once they determine their base flood elevation, they can evaluate how much risk they are in and then determine what they need to do, what kind of devices or steps they need to take to prevent flood damage.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning that you guys sort of had to do a pivot going from window protection to flood protection. What other challenges have you faced in getting this business going?
It's not an inexpensive venture for anybody that wants to get involved to protect their home. The cost is a little bit higher than I think what a lot of people want to spend, but when you think about buying something to protect your home and then think about the actual value of your home and items in your home, it's a smaller percentage than most people would think.
And if someone makes this investment into the flood protection equipment, will their insurance company give them a discount?
We're not exactly sure exactly how that's going to play out. We'd love to think that insurance companies would give allowances for people that are protecting their home.
Well, Drew, let's suppose that a listener finds out that a big storm is coming, a lot of rain, flooding probable. They don't have time to call a company like you to come and protect their property. What are some things that they can do on their own?
You can do several things, like moving furniture to higher levels in your house, crawl spaces. You can add sump pumps too. You can also put coatings on your foundations, kind of a sealant, to prevent cracking and seepage into these crawl spaces. Make sure your downspouts on your house are pointing away from your house. If you can, at least 10 feet away from your house. Think about electrical outlets. If you are building new, you can raise the electrical outlets or get a contractor to raise existing outlets. And then when it does come, the rain is coming and the water is coming, you can disconnect your power, disconnect gas, and you can secure fuel tanks in your garages or in your sheds to keep them from floating away and rupturing and ultimately causing more damage than flood would. Another thing people don't think about is installing backflow valves on your sanitary sewer pipes to prevent any water coming back into your home that is outside of your control. Even if your house is not being flooded, there could be some sewer pipes in your area that are backing up, and that could potentially come back into your home.
Well, Drew, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Drew Cullinan is Operations Manager for Lowcountry Storm Prep, based in North Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.